You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Of late, the stock market in the United States has seen swings so wild you could mistake it for Tarzan. Any tumultuous time such as we have seen on Wall Street inevitably comes with a Greek chorus of blame. Big investors come out and start blaming, well, algorithms. The story is usually the same. As Business Insider summarized it, and I paraphrase here, electronic trading programs feed off each other to cause an invisible herding effect, which amplifies price moves, able to turn a minor downward trajectory into a major bloodbath, all in the time it takes for you to blink an eye. Now, this herding effect is one that is associated with human behavior. We study this in psychology, but it turns out some researchers have attempted to explain even stock market behavior using the herding effect. Now, considering electronic trading or robotic trading based on algorithms makes up large swathes of the market now, some analysts are of the opinion that it's this algorithmic trading that is at the heart of the swings we have seen in the market. Leon Cooperman, the billionaire stock picker who founded hedge fund Omega Advisors, in a chat with Wall Street Journal, said, and I quote, "Electronic traders are wreaking havoc in the markets," unquote. Now, in a research note published in December 2018, Deutsche Bank Securities chief international economist Torsten Schlock named 30 risks to markets in 2019. Now, you might be wondering, which are these 30 risks and which one topped the list? You would think it's the US-China trade tensions, you would think it's Brexit, the potential political changes in emerging economies like India and Brazil. And if you thought those, well, they are on the list, but that is not the top risk. It was algo-driven, risk parity-driven fire sale in equities. Now, for every such article, you can just as easily find another one that states exactly the opposite. Don't blame high-frequency traders for the mistakes of dumb traders, claimed one Forbes piece in 2014, a claim that was echoed by CNBC in another piece. Now, high-frequency trading is, of course, a subset of algorithmic trading, but we are getting ahead of ourselves. Saeed Business School at the University of Oxford is now even offering a class in algorithmic trading. So, there must be something to it. As usual, therefore, we turn to first principles. What is algorithmic trading? How does it affect you as a trader? Where is India when it comes to algorithmic trading? What is high-frequency trading? Now, these are some of the questions we will attempt to address today. Helping us with our questions today is Nitesh Khandelwal, who, in a chat with Shishir Asthana for Money Control, gave us a 101 on algorithmic trading. Khandelwal, an IIT and IIM alumnus, knows a thing or two about the fascinating world of algorithmic trading, considering he's one of the co-founders of Quantinsity, an algorithmic trading training institute. To unpack it all and to hopefully make sense of a seemingly daunting concept like algorithmic trading is me, Rakesh Sharma, on Digging Deeper, right here with Money Control.
Editor's pick of the day.
What is algorithmic trading?
So let's get to it. What is algorithmic trading? Every time you place an order in the stock exchanges, there is a 50% chance that the other side of the order decision would be taken by a machine. In India, 50% of all trading decisions today are taken by machines thanks to algorithmic trading, writes Shishir Asthana. That number is as high as 70 to 80% in the US markets, according to CNBC. Further, CNBC reported that according to JP Morgan, fundamental discretionary traders, like mom-and-pop traders, accounted for only 10% of trading volume in stocks. Now, this is when traders look at companies' performance and outlook before deciding whether to buy or sell the shares. Nitesh Khandelwal, writing for Money Control, goes on to say, and I quote, "Trading, as we know, basically involves the buying, selling, or holding of securities. Now, when we append the word algorithmic to trading, we are introducing the use of algorithms into trading. An algorithm can be defined as a set of steps or rules which are followed to solve some problems," unquote. Now, that might sound to you like a very sophisticated trading practice, and yes, it is, but sophisticated trading practices are not entirely a modern invention. As Quantisti noted in a piece about the evolution of trading practices in the world, and I quote, "The public was engaging in a variety of complex transactions, including forwards, futures, options, and bear raids, and by 1680, as early as 1680, the techniques deployed in the Amsterdam market were as sophisticated as any we practice today," unquote. Fastest fingers first is not just a kon banega karotpati mantra, but also one that has applied to trading ever since the beginning of the stock market. Fast information has always been excellent currency in trading. The early bird gets the worm. And I use that phrase rather literally, considering carrier pigeons were among the tools used to get information quicker by Julius Reuter, the founder of Thomson Reuters. With a fleet of 40 carrier pigeons from his friend Geller, Reuter ensured he got the latest information from Brussels. Every afternoon, once the Brussels bus had closed or the last messages had arrived by telegraph from Paris, Reuter's agent in Brussels copied the latest stock prices onto thin tissue paper and placed them in a small silken bag secured are under the wing of carrier pigeons. For safety, three different pigeons were normally dispatched with the same message. 6 or 7 hours before the Daily Mail train arrived, the pigeons were already circling over their dovecot at Geller's house in Aachen, where a full team consisting of Reuter and his wife, Geller and his 13-year-old son Franz, caught them, extracted their messages, copied out the prices by hand, and distributed them to their local circle of subscribers. Quantinsity said that in a piece on the origin of high-frequency trading. The principle behind using carrier pigeons, which is access to information faster, has been now satisfied with high-speed computers. Now, information obtained, what next? And that is where algorithmic trading comes in. Khandelwal goes on to say, and I quote, "Algorithmic trading involves building and implementing trading strategies using computer codes and programming. A trading strategy is basically a plan or a set of rules which are defined to conduct the process of buying and selling while trading in order to achieve a particular outcome like increasing profitability, better execution, etc. These trading strategies can be tested on historical data to evaluate how they would have performed if they were traded as per the parameters during the given time period. This process is called backtesting, which helps one minimize losses and maximize profits as per analysis of their performance on the historical data." Unquote. So how does this work? Let's take an example. Let's say a trader wants to follow some criteria for buying or selling. Buy 100 shares of stock X when its 100-day moving average goes above the 200-day moving average is one criterion, and sell shares of stock X when its 100-day moving average goes below the 200-day moving average is another criterion. Much like you enforce criteria to sift numbers when you're working on something as basic as an Excel sheet, like macros, for example. Using these simple instructions, one can write a computer program which will automatically monitor the stock price, including the moving average numbers, and place these orders when the assigned conditions are met. Now, is this big in India? Is algorithmic trading big in India? Well, yes, and it is getting bigger. About 30 to 50% of trades in India are via algorithmic trading, or simply algo trading. According to the Global Algorithmic Trading Market 2018-2022 report published by Research and Markets, the global algorithmic trading market is expected to grow at a CAGR of 10.36% during the period 2018 to 2022. Now the next basic question, how is it different from manual trading? One, there is machine, and the other, there isn't. Khandelwal goes on to say, and I quote, "Manual traders place their trades by studying the market conditions, analyzing the signals and charts, and creating a trading logic accordingly. Whereas in algorithmic trading, one can place a trading logic in a machine and let the machine evaluate the opportunities based on the live market conditions and thereby take or suggest a trading decision whether to go long or short or hold the position. One can also automate this process of taking trading decisions based on the analysis, which eliminates human emotions from the decision-making process, thereby reducing the risks involved in taking emotion-based decisions." Unquote. Simply put, it is robotic. The human factor, including that of human emotions, murky human emotions, is done away with in algorithmic trading. And the speed at which trading is done with machines at the helm is also, naturally, faster. Much, much faster. Quantinsity went on to note, and I quote, "Financial markets with fully electronic execution and similar electronic communication networks developed in the late 1980s and 1990s. Till 1998, US Securities and Exchange Commission, that is SEC, authorized electronic exchanges, paving the way for computerized high-frequency trading. HFT was able to execute trades 1,000 times faster than a human. And since that time, high-frequency trading has become widespread. In 2011, arrived nano-trading technology. A firm called Fixnetics developed a microchip that can execute trades in nanoseconds, which is equal to 1/1,000,000,000th of a second. That is 0.00000001 seconds. That's 0. followed by 8 zeros. You know how long it takes for you to blink an eye? It takes you a few milliseconds, and the trading can be done in as little as nanoseconds. So at the introduction of high-frequency trading, the execution time was in the seconds, and over the years, this has come down to milliseconds, to microseconds, to now even nanoseconds. Now, I mentioned a few terms there that you might not have been familiar with: algorithmic trading, quantitative trading, HFT, that is high-frequency trading, etc. How are they different from each other? Nitesh Khandelwal, in his piece for Money Control, gave us a 101 about these as well and laid down the differences among these types of trading. Let's go through each of those terms. We start with algorithmic trading. As we've said, the process of converting a trading strategy into an algorithm or computer code and executing trades in an automated way or manually is algorithmic trading. Then we have quantitative trading. Quantitative trading involves using advanced mathematical and statistical computations along with quantitative analysis to devise trading strategies, which can then be executed manually or in an automated fashion. Then we have automated trading, which is automation of the overall process of order executions like buying, selling, managing the positions, etc. And then we have HFT or high frequency trading, executing orders in an extremely short span of time and targeting minuscule profit from each trade, but doing a vast number of them overall. HFT strategies are a subset of algorithmic trading and need advanced technology that can react to opportunities within microseconds. These are the four different kinds of headings that you need to be aware of. The next logical question would be, why algorithmic trading? As we've discussed earlier, proponents of algorithmic trading argue that computers can analyze huge amounts of data far faster than humans and that artificial intelligence removes emotion from trading decisions. Nitesh Khandelwal makes it easier by breaking it down for us. Here are his top five reasons. Number one, speed. Due to the use of computers and technology to implement trades, the execution speed is increased tremendously, which helps avoid slippage, which is the difference between the market price at the time when the order was placed and the price at which the trade actually gets executed. So number one, speed. Number two, increased accuracy. As the process is taken over by the machine, it reduces the human errors caused due to the fatigue that can be caused while executing a large number of orders manually. Number three, backtesting. One of the biggest advantages of using machines for trading is the fact that it makes things systematic, hence enabling the possibility to perform backtesting more comprehensively. Number four, discipline. Traders' emotions are eliminated in algorithmic trading as the decision-making occurs according to the trading algorithm, bringing in a higher level of discipline in trading. Number five, scalability. Algorithmic trading brings the ability to monitor and analyze a much larger number of stocks and portfolios as compared to an individual doing it manually. Investopedia concurs with that list and adds a few more reasons as to why algorithmic trading. Trades are executed at the best possible prices. Instant and accurate trade order placement, thereby high chances of execution at desired levels. Trades timed correctly and instantly to avoid significant price changes. Reduced transaction costs. Simultaneous automated checks on multiple market conditions. Reduced risk of manual errors in placing the trades. Can be backtested on available historical and real-time data to see if it is a viable trading strategy, and reduced possibility of mistakes by human traders based on emotional and psychological factors. So basically, much like everything else in the world that we live in, things are getting more and more automated and in the process, to some extent, better. Now, what and why done? How to start algorithmic trading is the next question in a logical set of questions. Nitesh Khandelwal again. If a person is an absolute beginner with minimal knowledge of algorithmic trading, then he should start off by building three necessary skills. First, quantitative skills, which help in building better models and trading strategies. Number two, trading skills to incorporate the basic knowledge of the working of financial markets and what affects them. And the financial computing skills that help in coding the trading strategies and understanding models through a quantitative framework. A combination of these skills will enable one to successfully implement algorithmic trading strategies. A person who doesn't have adequate knowledge in this domain but wishes to build a career in algorithmic trading or start trading algorithmically may start building his or her skills and start acquiring the financial as well as the technical knowledge required to become an algorithmic trader. Unquote. So if you are a trader and you want to learn algorithmic trading but have always been shy of technology and computers, unfortunately, that's a no-go. That's a shyness that you have to get rid of at some point. What does the future hold for algorithmic trading? Khandelwal goes on to say, algorithmic trading has shown exponential growth in recent decades and still continues to maintain the upward trend. Technology is playing a huge role in taking over the tasks done manually by automating them. Just as the automobile manufacturing got transformed from shop floors crowded with people to the new age shop floors that are entirely managed and operated by robots, trading in financial markets have been evolving with the rapid adoption of technology and data analytics. In developed markets, where algorithmic trading has been there for decades, algorithmic trading already accounts for more than 80% of the trading volumes in leading exchanges. Indian markets, which witnessed algorithmic trading that was allowed by SEBI in 2008, today are also seeing rapid growth in the share of algorithmic trading, with more than 40% of exchange volumes already being driven by algorithms. Technology is changing the way things are everywhere. Make sure you have the power of algorithms on your side. Unquote. But I began the piece with a few naysayers about algorithmic trading and high-frequency trading. Why is that? Let's explore that a little bit. The Economic Times, in a piece last year, noted, and I quote, there are risks as well. Since it is often almost completely machine-driven, execution can be opaque, and in addition, not having enough risk management or money management controls in place may create risks for clients, or not spending enough time in understanding the weakness of the strategy involved in these algos may often turn trades into drift mode, unquote. Flash crashes are almost always attributed to algorithmic trading or high-frequency trading. On the 6th of May 2010, a computer-driven sale worth $4.1 billion triggered what is now called the May flash crash, where the Dow Jones plummeted 1,000 points within a single trading day. Nearly $1 trillion was wiped off the market value, as well as a drop of 600 points within a five-minute time frame before recovering moments later. The SEC and CFTC largely blamed HFT firms, that is high-frequency trading firms, for the crash. But this is a narrative that is not widely accepted. Market structure experts have constantly pushed back against this narrative. Trading news site Curatia noted, and I quote, huge rapid stock swings occurred well before the advent of algorithmic trading. On the whole, the electronification era remains one of the lowest volatility periods on record, despite the rise of high-frequency trading. And the recent surge in volatility does not correlate with any specific increase in market automation. Unquote. There have also been seismic changes in the way the market itself operates. The variety in types of trading venues, both inside and outside of big banks, have resulted in tectonic plate-like platforms in the market, as Business Insider termed it. This can make price discovery trickier. This phenomenon is particularly true during periods of low liquidity or thinned out buying and selling, as is generally seen over the holiday period, and that may well be one of the explanations for the swings we saw on Wall Street during the last few weeks. Machines are, some experts feel, not to blame for this. Similarly, of course, the human-involved activity leading to volatility in the markets has been, of late, to put it mildly, more than usual. The US-China trade war, Federal Reserve policy, seesawing of oil prices, Brexit, anything Trump does, are merely a few of the several yorkers that the markets have had to face. European principal traders, in one analysis, noted that knee-jerk blame of robots was irresponsible. Or, as Curatia said it best, for all the good things about machines, arguably the best is that when you point a finger at them, they don't point back. Everyone, like I said, needs a boogeyman. We must also understand that there are good algorithms and, well, there are bad algorithms. There is good high-frequency trading and bad high-frequency trading, said Maureen O'Hara, a professor at Cornell's Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management, who is also non-executive chairman of ITG, an independent broker and electronic trading firm, and member of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission's Flash Crash Committee. She went on to say, and I quote, where it crosses the line is where you're trying to elicit behavior using trades that are manipulations, unquote. Michael Lewis's Flash Boys, a bestseller, has certainly given a bad reputation to high-frequency traders. But much of it, O'Hara and others seem to imply, is not warranted. In a recent article O'Hara wrote in the Financial Analyst Journal, she asserted much the same. She said, for the little guy, high-frequency has been unambiguously good. Unquote. Forbes went on to say on the matter, while there are abuses and illegal practices among the high-frequency crowd, the advent of millisecond buying and selling by armies of computers has narrowed spreads, increased liquidity, and made things better for small investors. Unquote. Marco Navone and Talis Puttnance, professors of finance at the University of Technology, Sydney, wrote for The Conversation, and I quote, while some algorithms are harmful to institutional investors, causing higher transaction costs, others have the opposite effect. Algorithms that are harmful as a group increase the cost of executing large institutional orders by around 0.1%. But these effects are offset by a group of traders that significantly decrease those costs by approximately the same amount. The beneficial algorithms provide liquidity to institutional investors by taking the other side of their trades. Unquote. Now, the question that we also must ask is, does it mean that the increasing presence of algorithmic trading is decreasing the human role to the point of irrelevance? But the answer to that is not necessarily. Alan Reynolds, senior fellow at the conservative Cato Institute, says, and I quote, even if it were clearer than it is that HFT expertise could regularly outperform ordinary day traders on any given day, however, that would not prove computers can beat individuals and fund managers where it matters, namely, in longer-term investment returns. If supercomputers run by PhD finance professors could beat ordinary investors, why have quant funds performed so poorly? Unquote. The Wall Street Journal also pointed to the same when it noted a group of 65 such quant funds tracked by investment research firm Morningstar lagged behind 72% of their category rivals on average in the 3 years ended August 27th. Unquote. The bottom line is this, that low-frequency traders who take a second to make decisions to buy and sell in large amounts have to reconcile with the notion that a second is just too long in modern-day stock markets. The grouse that some traders may have about being outwitted by algorithmic trading must not rank above the benefits of faster pricing and speeds and higher liquidity that algo trading offers.
Editor's pick of the day.
What is algorithmic trading?
Now, clearly, there's a lot to unpack in the world of algorithmic trading. And on this inaugural episode, we hope we have given you a sense of the lay of the land. In our coming episodes, we will dig deeper into how you can get into algorithmic trading, what qualifications you need to have, where you can get them, and what bear traps you need to be aware of. If this is the technology that is running in a majority of the stock markets in the developed world and is on the rise in India as well, it would be foolhardy to not know it. And on Money Control Podcasts, our stated goal has always been to make you a smart listener and an even smarter investor. And it is in that regard that we will bring to you more episodes on algorithmic trading. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be, well, a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This has been today's Editor's Pick, and you've been listening to Money Control.